Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we explore the amazing world of science. Science that changes the way you view the universe. Science that affects your life. And it's a listener phone call station, so you can give us a call and get on the air. If you want to get on the air and reach 100 radio stations and the internet, give us a call. Write this number down. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Once again, 612-564-8135. Also, you want to go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and find out what I'm up to. In fact, my latest book, Quantum Supremacy, hit the New York Times bestseller list. Thank you so much if you purchased a copy of it. And it talks about, the time when computers as we know it, digital computers, become obsolete. That's right. That pocket calculator that you have on your desk, on your wallet, those pocket calculators could become something of the past, replaced by quantum computers. So find out what all the excitement is about by getting a copy of the book, Quantum Supremacy, about the rise of the next generation of supercomputers, quantum computers. Well, you know, a while ago, I was in Colombia, Latin America, for the eclipse. And coincidentally, there was also a celebration on the streets of Bogota because it was time to dress up and act like your favorite superhero. That's right. The whole city was engulfed with young people dressed up like your favorite figures in the science fiction movies, Star Trek or Star Wars or any of the hundreds of science fiction movies out there. So, in dedication of the young spirit that I witnessed, I'd like to say a few things about the science behind science fiction. Believe it or not, I've been teaching a course at the City University of New York called The Physics of Science Fiction. So here's a course where you can let your imagination run wild, and then physics pulls you back down to earth and tells you what is possible, what is plausible, and what is simply impossible. And so in this hour, I'd like to spend time going through some of the imaginative schemes. And believe it or not, most of these schemes have a kernel of truth behind them. And perhaps, just perhaps, it's only a matter of time before we attain these incredible devices that you see in science fiction every week. So some of the things we'll talk about today are warp drive. What does science say about whether it's possible to break the light barrier, go through a wormhole, compress space, and reach the stars with a device using warp drive? What about time travel? Wouldn't it be great to go backwards in time to right a wrong, to set the record straight, or to find out what really happened at a certain historic juncture? Wouldn't that be great? Well, we'll talk about that in today's program, too. And also, the multiverse. If you are a fan of the movies like myself, you know that the Marvel Universe is in the multiverse, where Spider-Man and Thor and Iron Man all have a counterpart in another world, another dimension. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about whether or not it's possible to live in a multiverse. Well, these are just some of the topics I cover in my course, and these are some of the topics we'll cover today on Science Fantastic. First of all, warp drive. You probably know by now that conventional rockets can't even come close to the speed of light. To reach the nearby stars, Alpha Centauri, to reach the nearby stars would take 70,000 years using a conventional chemical rocket. That is outrageous. Who wants to spend 70,000 years on a one-way trip to just the nearest star? Now, wouldn't it be great if you could just push a button and go into warp drive? Well, believe it or not, we physicists have actually looked into the question of whether or not you can punch a hole through space and go to the nearest star. In fact, there's not one, but two physically plausible ways in which we may one day, who knows for sure, one day reach the stars using warp drive. The first is a wormhole. Now, what is a wormhole? First of all, wormholes are not just a question of fantasy. They were introduced by Einstein himself in 1935 with his student Nathan Rosen. So what do you do? First of all, let's take a funnel. A funnel that you can pour water down the tube. And take a second funnel and join them neck to neck. Okay, you got that? Take two funnels and join them together, spout to spout, neck to neck, okay? Now drop a marble through the funnel. The marble then enters the funnel and comes out the other end. That connects two universes. So another way to look at it is take two sheets of paper that are parallel to each other, take a pencil and punch a hole through both sheets of paper, connecting them. These are wormholes, shortcuts through space and time. And guess where the first introduction of the wormhole came from? It came from Alice in Wonderland. The Looking Glass is a wormhole. Alice in Wonderland was written by a professional mathematician, Charles Dodgson, professor of mathematics at Oxford University. But he was also enamored of children, and he invented the wormhole by saying that the looking glass is a gateway between our universe, that is Oxford, and Wonderland. So you put your hand through the mirror, and your hand winds up on the other side of forever. Instantly, that is a wormhole. However, there's a second way to also have warp drive. It's also speculative. The second way was introduced by Miguel Alcubierre. He is a Mexican physicist who was watching Star Trek one day and said to himself, I wonder whether Einstein's equations allow for warp drive. So he got a sheet of paper out, and bingo! He was able to find an exact solution of Einstein's 1915 general relativity paper, which allowed for faster-than-light travel. Different from a wormhole. So how do these two varieties of warp drive work? Well, let's take a carpet. Take two points on a carpet. How do you go between point A and point B? Well, you walk. So that's a long way. You walk between point A and point B. However, let's now crumple the carpet. Fold up the carpet until A and B touch each other. Well, normally that can't happen. But in Einstein's theory, space itself can be warped. So if you warp space so that point A and B touch each other, that is a wormhole. That allows you to simply hop across from A to B, okay, by punching a hole in the carpet. Now what happens if you simply bring the carpet together and don't bring a hole, but simply hop across the carpet? That's the Alcubierre drive. So there's two ways to go faster than the speed of light. One way is to actually tear a hole in the carpet and bring points A and B together. The other way is to compress the space between A and B. Then you can hop across. Then the next question, is that plausible? Will we in our lifetime see warp drive? Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after that we'll talk about the practicality of these far-fetched schemes, not one but two ways in which we might have warp drive. So once again, give us a call at 612-564-8255. 815, and maybe you could get on Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on 100 radio stations and the internet, why don't you give us a call? 612-564-8135 is the number to call. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to and the city you're calling from, and bingo, here's your chance to get on national radio and the internet. And go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. My latest book, Quantum Supremacy, is now a New York Times bestseller, my fifth New York Times bestseller. It'll be a computer that will replace the digital computer. Think about it. The digital computer you have today in your pocket or on your desktop is going to be a piece of junk in the future. And find out what's going to replace it. What will be hundreds of times more powerful than a digital computer? Well, before the break, we were talking about some of the things that we see in these science fiction fairs where people get to dress up like their favorite figure from Star Wars or Star Trek or whatever. And we talked about warp drive. We talked about the fact there's not one but two ways in which you can use Einstein's equations to go faster than the speed of light. One is the wormhole That is, you punch a hole through space and time. The other one is Alcubierre drive, when you compress space and time. So if points A and B are very far apart, you can bring them together either by ripping the carpet or by squeezing the carpet. Now, both are solutions of Einstein's equations. The question is, how practical? What's the catch? There's always a catch someplace, yeah? Well, yeah, there's a catch. The energy necessary to punch a hole through space or to squeeze space, like in the Alcubierre drive, is comparable to that of a star. In other words, you'd have to be at least a type 3 civilization that is capable of manipulating whole star systems before you can dream about going faster than the speed of light. So, sorry about that. There's always a catch someplace, and that is, maybe they, that is the flying saucer people, could visit us using warp drive, but we cannot visit them. Our technology is too primitive. We are a type 0 civilization. We get our energy from dead plants, oil and coal. Type 1 gets its energy from an entire star. Type 2 gets its energy from collections of stars in a star system. Planet type 3 gets its energy from a galaxy. So we are thousands of years behind the technology necessary to punch a hole through space and time or to compress space to give you warp drive. So maybe the aliens have it, but sorry about that, not us. Okay, the next thing I'm going to talk about is time travel. Some of the best plot lines you can get in a science fiction movie deal with time travel. But of course, time travel gets you into trouble. If you go backwards in time and meet yourself as a child, and you kill yourself as a child, then how could you grow up to be an adult? Because you've just killed yourself in time. So, Stephen Hawking, the great physicist, actually looked at this. He looked at wormholes, and he decided that, well, yes, wormholes could exist. They are solutions of Einstein's equations, very difficult, but in principle possible for an advanced civilization. But time travel? He didn't think so. Because he said that if a light beam were to go through a wormhole once in a time machine, and then go through it again a second time, and a third time, and a fourth time in a loop, sooner or later the time machine explodes. Sorry about that. So using a wormhole to connect you to the past sounds like a neat idea until you do the math, and then Hawking says, whoops, it blows up in your face. But you know, I think there's a loophole in that calculation. I've looked at Stephen Hawking's calculation, and I think there's a loophole there. Because you see, if you go backwards in time, there's always a possibility of a time travel paradox. Therefore, in the quantum theory, if you were to do something like this, the universe splits in half. And one universe keeps on going normally, that's your universe, but then this other parallel universe in a multiverse of universes goes in a different direction. So in other words, if you save Abraham Lincoln from being assassinated at the Ford Theater back in the 1860s, well, your Abraham Lincoln died. That's the way it is. That's your timeline. But a new timeline opens up in a multiverse of universes. And in that timeline, Abraham Lincoln survived. So how does that work? Well, Einstein's equations tell us that time is like a river of time. But the river of time may fork into two rivers sometimes. Sometimes the river forks into two rivers and forms a whirlpool. Sometimes it forks and creates two parallel universes. Well, if you go backwards in time and meet yourself as a child and take out a gun, perhaps at that moment that you pull the trigger, another universe opens up. Such that in your universe, you lived. You survived to go backwards in time. And this other universe that branched out, well, sorry about that, you died in that universe. So that's the way to resolve all time travel paradoxes. Time travel inevitably gives you paradoxes. But if the river of time can fork into two rivers, then all the paradoxes of time travel are resolved. Now, what's the catch in terms of building a time machine? Again, if a time machine is basically a wormhole, and what it would take to create a wormhole is a star, a very big star, then you're back to the same problem you had before, energy. How do you get the energy of a star manipulated in order to create a wormhole? Oops. Well, that's a problem. So what's the lesson here? The lesson here is that time travel, wormholes, are they possible? Maybe. There's a theory that says yes, but of course there's also theories that say no. But the point is that energy drives these solutions. Fantastic energy, the energy of a star. And we cannot manipulate stars. Now, a type 3 civilization could, in fact, manipulate stars, but it's not for us. Sorry about that. So time travel, I think we're going to have to wait on that one until we can resolve the whole question of whether or not the river of time forks into two rivers and gives you a parallel universe where you've altered the past. Now, to be fair, we have to emphasize that if that's true, your past has not changed. Your timeline, your river of time has forked, and that has not changed. What has changed is that the river of time has forked into two rivers, and the other river is where Abraham Lincoln was not assassinated at the Ford Theater. Okay, well, and that gets us into the next concept, the multiverse. When you watch science fiction movies, at the end they come up with a paradox of some sort, and you say to yourself, ha, how can the hero get out of that one, right? And the answer is, well, the hero has a counter-hero. There are two of them, or three of them. In Spider-Man, there are actually more than that. And these versions of yourself look like you, act like you, but are you in a parallel universe? And so this is one of the byproducts of quantum mechanics. Now, did Marvel Comics invent the concept of the multiverse? No. Where did the concept of the multiverse come from? It came from physics, theoretical physics. You see, we have something called the quantum theory. The quantum theory was proposed in 1925 by Erwin Schrödinger, and he had a problem. And that is, before you measure an atom to find out what kind of substance it is, before you can determine what an atom consists of, you have to look at it. You have to experiment with it. You have to poke it around. And according to quantum mechanics, the very fact that you poked it means that it has descended into one definite state. So in a Newtonian universe, everything is stable. Oh, we have to take a short commercial break. Okay, let's take a short commercial break, and afterwards we'll ask a question. Is there another copy of you? Do you exist in another universe where maybe you chose a different career, marry somebody different? What does physics say about whether or not you have a double or a triple? Anyway, give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can have your thoughts heard on national radio and the Internet. Give us a call.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A Manhattan federal jury concluded Friday that former President Donald Trump is liable to pay $83.3 million to writer E. Jean Carroll. That's for public statements he made in 2019, which disparaged Carroll and denied her rape allegations. The White House is upholding its support for Israel in response to the International Court of Justice's ruling, which calls on Israel to minimize the civilian death toll in Gaza. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the court's decision aligns with the administration's stance that Israel should reduce civilian casualties in its conflict with Hamas. The U.S. is intensifying efforts to secure the release of remaining hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. CIA Director William Burns is scheduled to meet with officials from Israel and Qatar this weekend amid the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're going to talk about something dear to my heart, and that is science fiction. I was just in Colombia, Latin America, where the eclipse of the sun darkened the entire country, and it was amazing. Thousands of people came out to witness it, and by coincidence, there was also a fair in Bogota where everyone got to dress up like their favorite superhero. It was amazing. Thousands of young people dressed up like characters right out of a movie. And so in this hour, we're going to talk about some of the schemes that you find in the movies, except we're going to talk not about superheroes. We're going to talk about physics, the science behind time travel, behind warp drive, behind multiverses, behind Death Stars, all the stuff that you see in the movies. Let's break them down and see whether or not any of them have any basis in the truth. Well, before the break, we talked about time travel. Yes, it's possible, maybe, we're not sure, but Einstein's equations do admit the possibility of time travel, even though Stephen Hawking was skeptical. But if the universe splits into two universes, then the time travel paradoxes are all resolved. And that gets us into the multiverse. When you look in a mirror and you see yourself, you say to yourself, that looks like a double. But then you say to yourself, well, is there a triple, a quadruple? Can many copies of myself exist? Are there other people on this earth that look just like me? Are there doppelgangers out there? Well, according to quantum mechanics, the answer is, in some sense, yeah. Let's now talk about the difference between Newtonian and quantum science. In Newton's universe, everything exists in a definite state. A rock is a rock is a rock. No two ways about it. Objects exist in one state, not two, not three states, just one. What you see is what you get. That's the Newtonian world. But in 1925, Erwin Schrödinger revolutionized this ancient concept by introducing multiple universes. Let's take a cat and put a cat in a box. You cannot open the box. And then the next question is, in what state is the cat? You don't know, because the cat is in a box. You're not allowed to open the box. So before you open the box, in principle, the cat could be in any state whatsoever. So what do? You open the box. When you open the box, bingo, the cat you see is either dead or alive. Not both. The cat is either dead or alive. Now that's just common sense. But now Schrödinger introduces the concept of uncertainty that revolutionized the world of science, that makes possible transistors, laser beams, that makes possible the electronic universe, that makes possible you. What did Schrödinger say? Schrödinger said that before you open the box, the cat in principle can be in multiple states at the same time. Dead, alive, sick, dancing, singing, crying, whatever. Multiple states until you open the box. When you open the box, all these different versions of the cat coalesce into one cat, and you say to yourself, ah, it's a cat. It's alive. But what about all those other parallel universes? Hundreds of them, thousands of parallel universes that might have been in that box. Well, you may say to yourself, well, isn't this all academic? Because, of course, the box is shut. Well, now replace that box with an electron. Put that electron in a laser beam. Put it in a transistor. And what do you find? The electronic revolution of today. In other words, quantum mechanics is the basis of modern society. Well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, this is Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on 100 radio stations and the Internet.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on national radio and the internet with your comment or question. Where we last left off, we were talking about the physics of the multiverse. If you watch the movies, especially Marvel movies, you realize that almost all the plot lines take place in the multiverse. Parallel universes that exist simultaneous with our universe. Spider-Man that exists in not one, not two, but many different universes. Is that all far-fetched? Well, not really. Where does that concept come from? It comes from physics. But does this mean that Spider-Man can exist in multiple states? Well, let's talk about it. We talked about Schrodinger's cat. It's the most famous cat in all of physics and philosophy. Before you open the box, a cat can be both dead and alive simultaneously. In fact, the cat could be in multiple states simultaneously before you open the box. When you open the box, you know it's a cat. It's alive. Okay? So measurement determines existence in that sense. Now, you may say to yourself, this sounds pretty academic, until you realize that what we're talking about is the atom. What we're talking about is laser beams, transistors, computers. In other words, modern society is based on the quantum theory. And the quantum theory, in turn, allows for electrons to be in multiple states at the same time. That's why we have computers. That's why we have electronics. That's why we have the wonders of modern science. But philosophically, it drives you crazy, knowing that there could be copies of yourself. That is, other universes. So I once asked a Nobel Prize winner, Steve Weinberg, to explain it to me. How is it possible that you can exist in parallel universes? And he said the following. Take your living room with a radio. The radio is tuned to one frequency. But how many frequencies are in your living room? Hundreds. Hundreds of different radio stations from different countries, different provinces, what have you, all in your living room. But you have tuned into only one frequency. That is the radio you're listening to. Now, think of your room as electrons vibrating. Because, of course, everything's made out of atoms. Atoms are made out of electrons, and these electrons vibrate. So think of your living room made of vibrating electrons. They exist in parallel states, according to the quantum theory. Pirates, dinosaurs, monsters, all of them in your living room. But you have only tuned into one frequency. that is your frequency, where you are. So we are the pirates. We are the dinosaurs in your living room. Not in outer space, not underground. No, they're in your living room. But you no longer vibrate in unison with them. In other words, you have decoherent from them. You no longer are tuned in to those universes. So where are those other universes? They're right in front of you. But they vibrate at a different frequency. And so you cannot interact with them anymore. Now here's a question that we sometimes give our physics students, PhD students getting their PhD in theoretical physics. Calculate the probability that you'll wake up on Mars tomorrow. Now you say to yourself, well, that's a stupid question. You can't wake up on Mars tomorrow. But quantum mechanics says there's a certain probability for all sorts of bizarre things happening. In other words, is Elvis Presley still alive in a parallel universe? Possibly. Yeah. In the sense that different universes can exist right next to your universe, but you've decohered from them. You're no longer tuned into their frequency, and that's why you cannot meet Elvis Presley. So does that mean that in principle there are monsters, dinosaurs, pirates in your living room? Yeah. But the probability of interacting with them is almost zero. But you can calculate that number. Now you may say to yourself, isn't this all academic? Like philosophers debating how many angels can dance on the head of a pin? No. Modern society, the wealth of nations, determines on this question. Because all of it depends on electronics. Electronics in turn are quantum mechanical. And they depend upon the fact that electrons can be in multiple states at the same time. So get your head around that. Is Elvis still alive? Well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, this is Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 and ask that question that's always bothered you about this great universe of ours. Give us a call.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jose works on a farm.
Safety is important.
His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call if you have a comment or a question and you want to get on national radio and the internet to ask it. 612-564-8135 is the number to call. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and your name, and bingo! Maybe your thoughts will be heard on national radio across the internet. Also, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Find out about my latest New York Times bestseller, my fifth New York Times bestseller, Quantum Supremacy. One day, quantum computers will replace ordinary digital computers. You know, Mother Nature does not use digital computers. Think about that for a moment. Digital computers are based on zeros and ones, zeros and ones, zeros and ones. Where do you find Mother Nature doing that? Nowhere. How does Mother Nature put the universe together? Electron shells, electron waves. That's how Mother Nature does it. Now, of course, electrons can be either spin up or spin down. That's how you can get zeros and ones, zeros and ones. But quantum computers have electrons spinning in all directions, not just up and down, but sideways at different angles. How many more orientations are there? Infinitely more orientations. And that's why quantum computers are millions of times more powerful than ordinary computers. So find out what the excitement is about. Get a copy of the book, Quantum Supremacy. Okay, let's wind up by talking about the uncertainty principle. The uncertainty principle applies to electrons for the most part. So the electrons exist in parallel states. They're neither here nor there. They're in some sense everywhere. And that gives them the power to create laser beams, the power to create electromagnetic radiation and radio and television. All the wonders of modern technology revolve around that. But it means we have to change our opinion about the multiverse, because we are made out of electrons. We are made out of particles that exist in parallel states. So can we also exist in parallel states? Well, the answer is yes, but there's a catch. There's always a catch someplace. And that is the probability that you will meet Elvis Presley is very small. Calculable, in fact. And it means that, yes, in some sense, there are universes where Elvis is still alive, but the chances that you can get an autograph of him are pretty close to zero. Okay, moving on, let's talk about other things that you see in science fiction movies. You see Magneto that can play with magnetism. You see Electro that can shoot lightning bolts from the fingertips. You see superheroes that can fly in the air. Now, can you do all that stuff? The answer is no. First of all, can you shoot bolts of lightning from your fingertips? No. And why not? Well, if you do that, electrons go from negative to positive. So, in the movies, of course, the villain simply points his fingertips, and then bolts of lightning go in that direction. That's not possible, because electricity goes from negative to positive. Not where you point your finger. Same thing with magnetism. Magnets have a north pole and a south pole. And so by simply pointing your fingers, you cannot direct the force of magnetism. Sorry about that. And so there are limitations to what superheroes can do in terms of shooting bolts of lightning from their fingertips and bolts of magnetism from their fingertips. Nope. You have to have a directed way of doing it, not simply by pointing your fingers. And the next thing that superheroes can do is fly. And then the question is, why can't we fly? Well, this is a question that for thousands of years, people have tried to answer the question. And the answer was right in front of them. The secret of flying is not the wing or the flapping of the wing so much. The secret of flight is the shape of the wing. A wing, if you take a cross section, looks like a teardrop. A teardrop is called an airfoil. That is the shape of the cross section of a wing. Air going over the wing has less pressure than air going below the wing. That is Bernoulli's principle. And so on top of the wing, you have low pressure. On the bottom of the wing, you have higher pressure. So what happens to the wing? It moves up. And that's why you fly. So birds can fly because, well, yeah, they flap their wings. But the main thing is not that. The main thing is the shape of the wing is an airfoil. And the flapping of the wing gives them extra propulsion, but it is the shape of the wing that is key. So why can't we fly? Because, first of all, our bones are too heavy. The bones of a bird are hollow. Look at chicken bones, for example. Bones of birds are hollow. They weigh very little. And as a consequence, they can fly with large wings, with airfoils, and with the ability to flap. Yeah, flapping helps. But it's the shape of the wing that makes them fly, not the fact that they simply flap. Flapping helps, but it's not the main way that they fly. So we cannot fly because A, we're too heavy, B, our bones are solid, and if you put glider wings on a human, you can do that, the glider wings have to be many, 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 many feet across, like, you know, 30 feet across. So in other words, we are not designed to fly. To fly, we would have to lose a lot of weight, have hollow bones, have a wingspan of quite large, like, you know, 20, 30 feet wingspan, muscles, tremendous muscles to flap those gigantic wings that go out 30 feet. So in other words, there are problems about us flying. Sorry about that. Well, on Science Fantastic, there are many more devices to talk about, antimatter, anti-universe, and so on and so forth, but unfortunately, we have run out of time. So if you want to know more about some of these fantastic possibilities, get a copy of my latest New York Times bestseller, Quantum Supremacy, the time when quantum computers reign supreme over digital computers, which are going to be slow by comparison. So get a copy of my latest bestseller, Quantum Supremacy. The previous bestseller was The God Equation about string theory. So give us a call.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.